Doug Kay, is it fair for me to call you one of the good guys?
Whatever you like, that's fine. I'd be glad to be considered a good guy.
You are one of the founders of IT Conversations, a key player in the nonprofit online world. You're also the CTO of Gigavox Media. How do you make a living?
Actually, I've sort of done that. I was very successful in the days of the dot-com world, and before that with my own software company, which I sold in 1996. So this is my full-time hobby now.
Do you think being good requires having money in the bank first? Because a lot of people can't afford to be good, to invest their time and energy in something that they believe in and value and think is worthwhile for the larger community.
Well, it helps. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I wake up in the morning and on most days I get to do what I want to do. That's quite a luxury that most people don't have. And I'm very, very blessed to be able to do that. And it comes with a certain obligation, I guess, which is to say, you know, are you just going to goof around for the day or are you going to do something good? And I get I have the luxury of being able to make that choice.
What motivated you initially in terms of the idea behind IT Conversations, allowing people to have access to all of these audio recordings online?
Well, it started very much like what you're doing now. I was writing a book, and it was a book that on a topic I knew nothing about, so I had to research it, and I called people on the phone who were experts, and I interviewed them, and I'm lazy, so I recorded the interviews. And as I was finishing the book, I realized that I would never know as much about that topic as the experts would. I would just be an author. So I called them back. I said, can I re-record that interview and do it properly and post it on the internet? And they said, sure. So the first IT Conversations were just me doing interviews over the phone. And that was in May of 2003. And that became IT Conversations. I put them on my blog, and then I made it into something called IT Conversations.
Can you describe IT Conversations for those who don't know?
IT Conversations today is a podcast channel that releases approximately one program a day. Most of them come from tech conferences or conferences related to technology, although there are some interview programs on there as well, again, with people in technology or science in general.
And the Conversations Network?
IT Conversations is actually part of Gigavox, which is a for-profit company. The Conversations Network is a nonprofit company which has its own channels. And those channels today are Social Innovation Conversations and a new one, here's your scoop, it's Media Conversations. And in fact, the first programs on Media Conversations will be this event, IMA.
Last question. We're here at the Integrated Media Conference. Big, broad question. Where are we heading?
Well, we're heading to video. That's one thing that's coming on really, really strong. We're heading towards more mobile devices. That's important. And what I'm really interested in is I'm interested to see how all the new concepts around citizen journalism work their way into traditional media. Because I think what we're going to see a year from now when you and I sit down and do this again is that there has been some mix, that there has been some motion of either public media interacting with citizen journalism or vice versa, whatever that might be. So you're going to see a lot of that, maybe not 1 year, maybe 2 years.
Can you give us some examples of that mix?
I can hint at some. Some of them we're working on that I can't really talk about. But let's say some have to do with the election here in the U.S. I think there's tremendous opportunity for citizen journalism, as we've come to call it, being involved with the 2008 electoral process, not just at the level of presidents and vice presidents and senators, but down at the local level as well. So I think there's going to be some exciting stuff there.
Well, Doug, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot, Jenny.